false and mistaken claims about extraterrestrial proof. I think it might be time to talk about some of the things people think they see, or hear, in regard to alien or UFO sightings. Before I start, I would like to say I believe some UFOs are alien craft and also believe in this maybe limitless universe, extraterrestrials must exist. I am not saying this is all nonsense, only what some of the things they picked out as proof are. Sometimes it is the same people who do this over and over, falling for every rock cropping and shadow, and assigning alien life to them. I believe this hurts the cause of those who want real proof, and if they find something which might be thought of as proof, people will no longer pay attention to it. Thanks to all those false claims, there is a person who seems to spend every waking second claiming everything he sees is some sort of alien artifact, UFO, or even an alien itself. The secondary media, those news outlets which are not as popular as the main ones, have picked up on him and started to go with his claims, which exacerbate the problem. He located a field of rocks which was photographed by a Mars rover and claimed there was a tiny Martian laying on a rock. This was clearly laughable and a figment of his imagination. It was nothing more than shadows and rock fragments. Our minds tend to make us see familiar shapes in rock fields and such. At another time he got fascinated with a field of rocks which I presume contained some big stones. He claimed there was a blocked doorway into a cave or structure. As in the case of the so-called Martian laying on the rock and the so-called cave with a stone-like door, he said these were both undeniable proof of alien life. Give me a break. I do not want to mention his name, because none of this is personal. I just wish he wouldn't be so anxious to classify everything he sees as undeniable proof of extraterrestrials. Many of us would love to find proof of extraterrestrial existence. I understand he is anxious to find alien life, but you can't claim every photo shows aliens. Even scientists can make a mistake in looking for signs of extraterrestrials. A signal was intercepted which they thought was from intelligent beings from outside our solar system. This signal was called promising. The scientists thought at first the signals were coming from Proxima Centauri, our neighboring solar system. The mistake was spoken about. They said, "We think it was an intermodulation, which happens in an amplifier when you have more than one frequency running through it. Anyone or any group can make an honest mistake. One of the problems we have today is the fact there are so many things in our sky. People who see some of these things jump to conclusions. They believe if they see an odd light or lights, it has to be either a UFO or a fleet of them. The idea that people can now buy drones and fly them, and the fact the military probably has drones in the sky, is the cause for many misidentifications. And it is not only things in the sky which have been misidentified. Round covers for some sort of large tanks were being hauled by tractor trailers, and some who saw them and photographed them thought the government was moving UFOs. In another case, a large truck was hauling something which looked like a futuristic plane. Immediately cameras began clicking and statements were made a UFO had been seen. Let me ask you this, if you saw a civilian truck with uncovered round discs and no military involved, would you think they were UFOs? I know I wouldn't. One of the problems is people can go in the opposite direction and never accept any proof aliens exist, even if a UFO landed on their roof. There has to be a point where the evidence is sufficient to at least suspect extraterrestrials exist. Take the controversial face on Mars, for example. Its existence had been denied for decades, and yet many scientists had examined the photos in minute detail and found the face had teeth, the eyes had eyelashes, and so forth. Even with this proof, the authorities said it was just a trick of the light, and even later on took a photo which restricted most of the colors of the photo and produced what looked like a pile of mud. At the time, many scientists complained about this deception. The area where the face is located has been avoided with no rovers we know about being sent there. The area is known as Cydonia, and it is said there could be many ruins there and even a pyramid. There is a second UFO investigator who states he also has seen a tiny alien in a NASA photo. This one is said to be standing up and leaning against a small rock. It just so happens the so-called alien is the same color as the rock and could easily be a small outcropping of rock. Again, the title of the photo states, "Absolute proof of life on Mars." Is it any wonder people laugh at these photos? The photo, while being said to come from NASA, could have also been downloaded and altered. I am not saying it was, just there is that possibility. The person who posted the photo would have been much better served asking the question, "What do you think this is?" It has been said this particular UFO investigator has been criticized for digitally altering photos in the past. He claims he was just making things easier to see. One of the videos which has been disputed was the one with the alien autopsy from Roswell. There was an admission it was staged using special effects dummies and such. Years later, someone said this was not true and it was a real autopsy. Most people believe it is a hoax. There is really no way today to prove it is real, although one person who lived in Roswell said he went into the autopsy room and was sent out. The one person who seems to actually had contacts with extraterrestrials was Billy Meier. He even invited a reporter to his home and told him he could contact UFOs, and when they went outside a UFO flew clothes overhead. Meier was responsible for some of the best and most famous UFO photos ever taken. The photos were examined over and over and the examiners were never able to prove they were a fraud. When trying to disprove the validity of the UFO photos, the best the skeptics could say to detract from them is they were highly skeptical of the photos. The address to the photos is in the written article. You can copy it and paste it into your browser's address area.